Hi guys, how is everybody in Audio Boo Land? I thought I would send a boo really, just to say hi, as I haven't been on here for a while because I have just been so busy. I think it was similar to somebody else I heard say here who was studying. I don't think you realise until you do it, and it depends on whatever subject, but I think, you know, you have your manic weeks when the assignment's due in and it's just like pen to paper or computer to whatever and reading and whatever, and it just takes up so much time. It's unbelievable. The worst week for me is always the last week before the assignment's due in. Anyway... dogs are going mad. Fourth assignment finished, so I'm really pleased about that. I certainly know I've passed three of them so far, so I will give myself a bit of a pat on the back because it is a really hard course and I'm really pleased I'm doing well. So, and I'm now on my fourth one, so yep, just two more. ETMAs, as they call them, at Open Uni to go, and then one exam on the 18th of September. And I won't say that's me finished, because it isn't, because I'll be doing social psychology next year, so which I am actually looking forward to. Although I've enjoyed the legal, it is really hard, and it is not like bedtime reading, it is just reading and writing and looking up cases and reading and analysing stuff, and it is just it depends. If you like just doing that, then it's probably brilliant, but I'm one of those that I like to do that together with being active and doing something, because the first law course I did actually had some DVDs and things to watch and whatever, and I quite liked that. But on this one, it doesn't. It is really just the amount of reading that I've got. All mine has been put into large print as well as on disc and speech, because I need it everywhere where I can get it, because sometimes I'm working with about four documents at once, so I'll have two books opened, my iPad going, my computer going, and also my talking book as well when I need to, all on the course. So, yeah... But it has been invaluable, and I'm glad I've done it, and it's very interesting. And in fact, they're getting up to more of the interesting bit, because I think I'm coming on to employment soon, which I cannot wait to do, liability and contracts and whatever in employment. So that should be very interesting. That is an area that I'm quite interested in, because I had originally wanted to do a course. It was mainly employment stuff, actually, in the legal remit. But I was jumped up to a level three, so I wasn't able to do that course. But I didn't realise that this contract course actually had quite a bit of employment in it. So it is that they saved the best till last, as they say, or nearly last. So I'm looking forward to that, actually. I hope everyone's looking forward to the summer, because obviously it looks like we're getting it now, and it looks like that, you know, schools are going to be breaking up soon in the next few weeks. My choir breaks up soon, so I'm not looking forward to it. It'd be sad, actually, because we don't go back together till 2 months' time, because we're not actually then back till about the 9th of September, so... It's a very long break, but the school that runs it is a private school, so I suppose they can afford to have 2 months' holidays. But I think I'd find that too much, even as a child. 2 months is a long time to have as a holiday. But anyway, I suppose it's all right when you're in the last year and if you were going to uni or something, and to have that break. But we've got a lot of concerts actually coming up, so that's really good. So though we're finishing rehearsals next week, we've got a Party in the Park concert, which is to do with the school and their grounds, and they're having a little party thing. We did that last year, which was really good. We've been asked to do an old people's home, Alzheimer's, I think they've got, so that will be interesting and good, and look forward to that and cheering the oldies up. And we've got a cricket match they want us to sing at. It's cricket 2020 cricket match in Northampton. And there was one more. And I cannot remember what it is at the moment. Oh, people's home, party in the park, cricket match. Oh, I can't remember. And then also we've been asked as well, we're probably going to do a collaboration with a couple of other choirs, and we're going to be doing something, hopefully, in October at our local theatre. So that all sounds good. That'll keep me going through the summer, although we won't have choir. It'd be good to just go and sing on a couple of bits with them all. But I will miss it, actually. And it has kept me going, although I couldn't get there last week because I just had so much on that, unusually for me, I had to actually miss it and just really knuckle down. I am surprised I'm not knackered, actually, because I've been up most of the night because I had my study assistant, I like to call them. She's a study assistant, and basically her remit is to just assist me once I've completed my essay and just proofreading it and getting it all together. And it's really good because, actually, as well as her helping with that, I mean, two heads are better than one, and it is nice to have somebody that you can go through it with. And, you know, obviously it's up to me, whatever's changed, so she doesn't actually do any of my work. She just proofreads it, and she does occasionally, they will make suggestions if they think you know, they're worth making, and obviously it's up to me whether I want to agree to that suggestion or not. But it is nice because this lady who's helping me at the moment has also done a law degree, so it's brilliant actually to have had her for today for the first time, as the regular lady I have is on holiday. But I hope to use this lady again as well during the time before my exam because she's really, really good. So and a really nice lady as well. So, yeah, we spent about 6.5 hours together tonight. So, basically, yes, last night or whatever it was, I did not go to bed till about 4:30, 5 o'clock. I was up at about 9:30, and I know I didn't sleep properly because I kept waking up every hour on the hour and then going back to sleep. And then I've been up and working since, and we had 6.5 hours together, and then I was at choir tonight, so... But actually, and I'm still up, and I'm not actually at the moment knackered. I'm sure it will catch up with me when I go to bed. But I think, I don't know, it's probably... I've always got an adrenaline rush after choir anyway, so I always find it pretty hard to sleep the night of the choir. I think I'll find it hard to get up tomorrow, that will be it. But I need to be up, not too early, but I'd like to be up about... probably about 8 or 9-ish, because I've got a lunch tomorrow at Mind, and I want to sort of prepare the stuff that I'm bringing in as part of the lunch, and meet with all my friends and stuff, and have a nice lunch together, because we normally do a lunch once a month, which is nice. People bring stuff in, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow especially, because we're doing an away day somewhere, and we've had choices of several things like the seaside and going to I think it's Lady Diana Spencer's gaff and also what's the other one, seasides and seasides and would you stop that, Molly? That's not nice now, is it? Seasides and there was something else. Oh, and I cannot remember. Oh, I'm getting old. Oh, what was it? It was something that I thought would be a really good idea. Zoos, I think. There's a couple of zoos. So anyway, we've all had to tick and see the one that gets the most ticks, I suppose, or whatever. People, they'll decide that we're going on it. So I look forward to finding out tomorrow. And actually, that's going to be on the 16th. So I think, actually, that's the week after next. So you're looking forward to doing that day trip for the day. Anyway, my boo is nearly coming to an end. So I'm just going to bid everybody good night and good day. Hope you've all had a good day. And just to say, I am feeling good for another few days until I start again. So take care, everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.
Boo-boo.